This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the people who keep track of this stuff, that would be the Marine Exchange down at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. We went to see him last month-ish sometime. There are, as of yesterday, 104 ships stretched out across the near Pacific Ocean waiting for a spot to come in and unload their containers. That is down one from earlier this week. So, you know, still backed up, right? That is a long windup, admittedly, to pointing out that we are going to get December's retail sales numbers tomorrow morning. And the trend of late has been us buying more stuff, lots more stuff, which is, of course, great for retailers. But as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, between Omicron and the supply chain and staffing shortages, getting people the exact items they want, it's not so easy.
Forget fashion rules like classic cuts and basic black. Rachel Lutz says these days, her customers at the Peacock Room, a special occasion clothing store in Detroit, are looking to make a statement.
Instead of, you know, buying a cute pair of sparkly earrings, buying like the biggest tiara that we have, people want color and pattern, and they want happiness.
Money may not buy happiness, but it can buy one-of-a-kind dresses, something Lutz's customers want more of, which puts pressure on her to find special items. And between supply chain issues and labor shortages, that's getting harder to do.
Some of our dress vendors have really cut back on, you know, instead of showing us 200 dresses for the season, they're showing us 40 or 50.
She says sales are strong because people are so eager to shop. But she worries their flexibility when it comes to color or style won't last forever.
There's just no room in the market right now for mediocre. You really have to have great stuff for your customers.
It's the same story over at Gottwalls Books, which has four stores in Middle Georgia. Owner Shane Gottwalls says business has literally never been better. But he's still worried about his biggest competitor, Amazon, because the new releases he orders are showing up weeks late.
We just can't get everything that we know we need to put before them to keep our store super relevant and have the hottest and latest and greatest stuff.
The latest and greatest these days are cookbooks. Apparently, even this far into the pandemic, lots of people are still learning how to bake their own bread. Sales have also been strong at the Brass Owl Boutique in Queens, New York, though owner Nicole Panettiere says they've decreased by 40% this week because of Omicron. But unlike the other business owners in this story, she is much less affected by supply chain problems because the majority of what she sells is made in the U.S.
A huge chunk of that is New York and Queens, and 100% everything going on makes me feel good about the strategy we have.
She hasn't dodged every supply chain bullet, though. This week, she finally got Christmas ornaments that were supposed to arrive last year. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.